This episode of How Is Your Run Today is being brought to you by Path Projects. Please visit pathprojects.com and check out their new Wheeler Shorts.
This episode of How Is Your Run Today was recorded remotely and safely. We hope soon we'll be back at the WGBH studios at the Boston Public Library, just steps from the finish of the greatest marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon. But until then, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, and be safe. And now, without further ado, here are Brian and Peter.
Peter, what is this thing I'm talking into? It's been so long. I see your face on Zoom. I see you have one of these things too. What is it we do here?
Well, sometimes we make a show. Sometimes we make a show in person. Sometimes we make a show remotely. Sometimes we take 2 weeks off and don't do a show.
Not tell anybody.
Not tell a soul. Don't message it. But in our off time, you know, maybe we became grand marshals of something, and we can talk about that in a little bit.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. But first, Brian.
Yes, sir.
How was your run today?
Hey, thanks for asking, Peter. My run today was a recovery run. It was I couldn't believe it, actually. Here's what happened yesterday. Yesterday's run was go run in the mountains, like up and down as much as possible for 3 hours. Okay. So I drive out to the great Mount Wachusett, which is the closest hill of any size around me.
Wachusett.
That's the one.
Thank you.
And in some ways, thankfully, it was cool and starting to drizzle rain because that meant there was almost no one on the trails to witness what was about to happen, which was Brian having to dig deep inside of himself to figure out how to do this. I started at a beautiful Audubon Society wildlife conservation area. I've never been there, and it was stunning. Rolling green fields. It was just great. But I quickly started running one of the trails and thinking, this is way too hard. This is way harder than it should be, and it's pretty much flat. That was the first mile and a half. And then a little elevation started, and there was a lot of walking. Marching as fast as possible. But I got up to the top of the mountain, and it took me a little less time than I thought it would. And I took some pictures, and I called Andrea, and then I ran down the mountain. And Wachusett has one trail that is largely a set of stone steps. I did that on purpose as a specific kind of challenge. So I did that, and then I ran all the way down to the bottom, took a couple pictures, stood at an empty ski lodge, which is totally desolate. And again, it's raining now, like actually raining. So there's no people, there's no hikers, there's no nothing going on. It's just me and the mountain. So I turn it around, back up all those stairs, back up over the top of the mountain, back on down. And I actually felt pretty good. I twisted both ankles at one point or another, but they were, you know, they were like step on a root and bend them, but nothing bad. And otherwise, it was okay. It was hard, but it was okay. So I felt good about it. I have no idea how this is going to translate into the actual Chocorua 15-mile mountain race. But today, I was satisfied with yesterday's effort. And I was expecting then, when I turned the page of my plan to Monday, it would say, enjoy your well-deserved rest day. And then Tuesday would be like, easy 4 miler, and then, you know, maybe gear back up into the week. Nope, Monday, 4 miler, last mile as fast as you can. Okay. Tuesday, speed work. Wednesday, stair workout. So there's no rest. This is I'm in it now, Peter. This is why I reached out to Coach Lori, and she now owns me in so many ways.
I think it's great.
I can tell you something else. It's getting a little lonely. I'm doing all of my miles by myself, pretty much without any other people even around. But I'm sure I'll get over that.
You will get over it, or you'll have some horrible injury, one of the two, and I'm excited for you, no matter what your future holds for you.
I like that option.
You're fine. Just be careful. And like, if you wake up today and you're like, no, I climbed a mountain, I want to rest, you rest. The page is just a suggestion. Don't get
so. Oh, I know. But I know it's not. How do I put it? It was good because I could do it. I did it. It was no problem at all.
Right.
It was a mental thing. So that's why it's there.
I got you.
But I'm not going to hurt myself.
But your body feels fine. Because what was the overall distance really yesterday?
It was 10 miles.
Five up,
3 hours.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good job.
Oh, well, thank you. Peter.
You, what's going on?
How was your run today?
Yeah, no, today not so much. 4 miles on Saturday. I did a little spin class on Sunday. Now we're doing this on a Monday. Today was a 2 mile walk. It was lovely out, a little windy, deceptively chilly in a weird way. Tomorrow's a run. I'm off the plan totally. I had a good conversation with Coach Paul. You might know him also as Professor Lollipop.
Eureka! I've done it again!
I know him.
And he and I agree that the best plan for me is to just keep enjoying constant running and constant spinning and build up my miles if I wish to or don't, and sort of let this idea of a long 40-mile run walk on Father's Day go away right now. Not needed, because here's what would happen. I would train for that. I would achieve that. I would be injured. I won't run all summer. Baby man.
I concur with his assessment.
Yep. So it's more of just, you know, own your maturity to some degree, or your immaturity to some degree, whichever way you want to look at it, and just run for fun and enjoy myself and build it up. And I, you know, 5K here, 10K there. That's nice for myself. And then really focus on the half marathon coming in December up at, I don't know if you know of it, but this place up in Maine, it's called Millinocket.
I'm not playing that sting, Peter.
Play it.
I told people I wasn't going
to
play
it. I've called it out. You have to do it.
Okay, fine. Just this once.
Just this once.
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
You know, Peter, you mentioned your maturity and making a mature decision. I think I know what you're talking about.
Some of the best people around were born in 1971. There were no TVs or telephones then. No one knew how to run. Things have really come along. It's better every year. So, Peter, how was your birthday?
You know, there's little gems in there that I hear on multiple listenings. You know, I really have to hear it many, many times.
There were no TVs. There were no phones.
No TVs. No. Not back in 1971, there weren't.
You're having a bit of fun with me because that, of course, is composer Jeff Cronenberg's ode to my birthday turning 50 just last month, and I really appreciate that. And then you said, I think casually, you know, I don't want anything like that for my birthday.
Why would I? No, of course not.
Right. No. So Jeff really took that to heart. And instead of giving you sort of that kind of song, decided...
A 1950s doo-wop for turning 50.
Yeah, because it's the power decade. 50s are the power decade. So I could see why you wouldn't want that. But I think you mentioned like you're more of a rock guy. You know, you're more...
Well, I was born in 1971.
Right. So why don't you...
rock and roll.
Let me just show you this that Mr. Cronenberg sent over a special delivery just for you.
Slow run,
now you're 50. Older and slower, might as well admit it and slow down. It's not over, just make it slower. 7 hour 5Ks are just fine. Slow run, Brian's 50. Slow run, just take it easy.
We're going to just fade that off because it goes on for another 16 minutes, much like the original Foghat song.
Just like the original song. It's but, just guitars on guitars on guitars.
It's an ode to you and your forthcoming birthday that's really any minute now, and you're going to be 50, and it's so exciting, and it's okay to slow down. I don't know about a 5K taking 7 hours. That
I was okay with the lyrics, you know, slow down, take it easy. I've already gotten there, I think. 7 hour 5K, that's, I think that might be taking it too far.
It's pretty darn good, though.
It's fantastic.
Whatever we're paying him is not enough, and I think we have to review that situation, because... Does he know he gets royalties when this thing goes into repeats?
If you don't say it,
it's not real.
Not legal. Speaking of reviewing things.
Yes.
Let's review some stuff. I think I was saying that May is going to be giving, the month of giving. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I will say this. Do you remember our guest, just a few weeks ago, back when we used to do a podcast on a weekly basis? Erin Keller, who's acting like she can run 55 miles in order to save Hartford Stage.
She's lovely. Yes. Hi, Erin.
Well, she's almost at her goal of $7,000.
So
if anybody wants to reach out to her Facebook campaign, go ahead and do that. Help her reach that goal of $7,000.
How do people find it? They just search Act Like I Can Run.
Yeah. You can go to Facebook and find Erin Keller Acting Like I Can Run. Or you can just Google it. You know, it's easy to find.
Or just call Erin. She'll tell you.
Just call her up. Just go on Facebook and look up Erin Keller, Acting Like I Can Run.
That's terrific. And of course, by now, many people who follow us on social media know that you and I have been selected to be the Grand Marshals of the 2021 6th Annual Boston Bulldogs Run for Recovery 5K and Tribute. It's a virtual event, of course, following COVID-19 public health guidelines. But you can register for that, and you should. It's a very exciting thing. And if you can do it before April 30th, which hopefully this show will be released just before that, you will be able to receive a commemorative t-shirt. After that, they can't guarantee you a t-shirt, but it's definitely an exciting idea, and I know I'm going to run it. In fact, I've signed up, Brian, and I've created a team. Now, you can just come in as an individual, or you can create a team, or you can join an existing team, and there's How Is Your Run Today is in there if you want to join our team for a virtual 5K, and I can't wait. So the deal there is you just go and register. And then you run or walk your own 3.1-mile route anytime between Friday, May 14th and Sunday, May 16th. That's sort of the time zone they're giving to do this. And then just make sure you post some information, you know, a photo of yourself or whatever, on the Bulldogs Facebook event page or their Instagram page. They love to see that kind of stuff. And if you want to tag us too, that's terrific. We'd love it. That'd be great. We'll make sure there's a link there in the show notes.
Peter, I think the Boston Bulldogs tagline kind of says it all for why they're hosting this event and why we're the Grand Marshals.
Honoring those we've lost and moving forward in wellness and recovery. Yeah, absolutely. And we're just so honored to be a part of it. And you can find out all about it. Again, it's a virtual run between May 14th and 16th, and go to bostonbulldogsrunning.com so you can find out more and register.
Peter, can I throw out another one we got in the mailbag?
I want you to. I didn't know you were sitting on a mailbag.
Yeah, I am here. Let me move over and pull out the letter. Peter, this is from Shannon S. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And
Milwaukee.
And she wanted to let us know that she started listening after we had our guest Amelia Meath on, which, I mean, I'm surprised like thousands of people didn't start listening to our show, because who doesn't love Amelia Meath?
She's the best.
And Shannon wanted to let us know that she's a psychologist in training and an ambassador for a national organization, which is based in Wisconsin. For all of you Wisconsinites who are listening, it's called Bigger Than the Trail. And it's, of course, the initials are BTTT. It's a mental health awareness initiative that raises funds to provide free counseling for anyone who needs it. No questions asked. So that's absolutely a worthy cause. Of course, everything was canceled last year, so they started a virtual block party, and they're doing it again this year. So they wanted us to let people know that you can, of course, use this like any of these events, like a 5K, like a 55-mile run across Connecticut. This is your warm-up for Millinocket. In any case, it's the same weekend as the Bulldogs. The BTTT 2021 block party is on May 15th, and if you would like to contribute to that effort, it's certainly a worthy cause out there in Wisconsin. Thank you to Shannon for reaching out.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome email. Thank you, Shannon, for writing to us. It's always awesome when anybody writes to us and tells us anything, but mostly when they tell us about something exciting happening in their life, especially if it's virtual race related or real race related. We love to hear it. So thank you so much, Shannon.
You know, Peter, speaking of races, our friend from the other side of the world, Dave Macklem, reached out, and he had a pretty good suggestion. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, he just casually mentioned that he thought there were a lot of races going on, a lot of virtual races, and he was dying to know what everybody's doing in the spring and summer for their virtual races or real physical races if they're actually coming back online. He just thought it'd be great to have Hawartians sort of chime in with what's going on in their worlds. I agree. I say we throw it out as a challenge. Send us a voice memo recording or an email. Tell us about your races, either ones that you're organizing or you're part of or you're thinking about joining or you're training for, anything. Just let us know, because the more we know about it and the more we can tell other people to join in, the more good we do.
You can send your voice memos to howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. And if you could do the editor of this program, that's me, a favor and keep it under a minute, that would be fantastic. But we'd love to hear from you.
Speaking of voice memos, I believe we got a message from longtime listener Daryl Perry. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, Daryl may be like in the original five listeners of this podcast. But he has been, like all of us have been through trials and tribulations during this pandemic. He's been through even more and more and more, which he refers to a little bit in this voice memo. But I just take heart in the upbeat nature of his voice and the way that he is moving forward as best he can. Let's hear from Daryl.
Peter, Brian, congratulations on episode 200 and whatever this happens to be. Yeah, I know I'm a few months late on the episode 200 congratulations and voicemails, but I have some good news. I'm almost out of the medical tent. I've been there for almost 2 years, and I've been waiting to answer the question of how was my run today? I just left physical therapy and ran half a mile on a treadmill. Yes, I know it's not anywhere near the Millinocket marathon or half marathon distance, but it's the first run in almost 2 years since the Brooklyn half, where 4 days later I got a really bad concussion. And then I had a stroke in December. Physical therapist was extremely excited. She said, you know, how many people are running this close to after a stroke? She was super, super happy for me. Not completely out of the medical tent yet. Do have a heart surgery coming up. Date, T TBA, but I'm still penciling in a 5K this fall. Again, congratulations, and let's leave the medical tent.
I need a run.
10 cc's of running stat.
Okay, he is the most positive Sisyphean figure, right? Like, wow, Daryl, that's a lot, man. But your attitude is everything. I mean,
it's everything.
That's what's getting you out the door. That's what's doing it. Congratulations on your hopefully full recovery or close to it, and good luck on the heart surgery, and just keep doing it, man.
Yeah, best of luck. We're all thinking about you. Keep it up, Daryl. All right, Peter, turning the page on that, I think we just go to the movies. What do you say?
It's been a while, but you and I went and saw the same movie, so let's do it. Brian, you wrote to me the other day that you had just seen a movie that I had to see. It was called Once is Enough, and you found it, I believe, on the Amazons.
That's where it was.
And I said, I don't know what he's talking. I'm busy. I don't know why. Why do I have to? Okay, I'll just put it. All right, whatever.
This is how Peter reacts to every time I call him. What? Why?
Why are you? Stop texting. And then I checked it out and I was instantly sucked in, and I don't want to give any of it away really, because it's kind of nice not to know much about it, but it is about a person who is an unlikely physical type of a runner, which is something I am very accustomed to, that feeling. And he decides that he is going to run an ultra, and he's going to run a 100-miler ultra. And he even drops the word Clydesdale in there very early on. So you
sure
knew
did.
I was in. I found it. Okay.
Clyde Army.
Ouch. Right now it hurts. I don't know why. I don't know where it just hurts like that. If I knew it was coming, maybe I guess it'd be fine. But that's okay. I found it poignant and beautiful. And yeah, again, I can't say too much about it because there's a dramatic thing that happens in it, and there's a whole, you know, revelation thing that happens, and it's very well put together. And it's if you're even kind of interested in 100-mile races, it's a very good. I think it gives you a real flavor for what it feels like. Did it not make you feel like, oh yeah, like especially the whole coming into the check-in camps and trying to eat and the blister thing. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't get blisters like that. It's also very funny. I mean, the star, the protagonist, Jeffrey James Binney, is a comedian, and this is his film, and it's shot in a way where there's a lot of footage of training and actually at these races, but the narrative is put together during a stand-up routine that he did about it. So it's, you know, sort of goes back and forth, toggles back and forth between him telling the story on stage with appropriate footage, both from races, training, and then from earlier in his life, because it's all relevant. You know, it's all part of the story. Obviously, when you're running very long distances, Peter, sometimes you go pretty deep. You go inside yourself and you find things, and then maybe you talk about them or make a film about them.
Or you do 200 plus episodes of a podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility.
It's possible.
It's a good idea.
It's possible.
I think everybody should start it. You know, Peter, you know, I have a new little bit. It's only 3 seconds, but I think starting a podcast is sort of, you know, it's being a trendsetter. Trendsetter. That's all.
Why are you so proud of that sting?
You're I love so everything proud of about it. It's so like 80s. I see members only jackets and parachute pants, and it's just like lasers and maybe a Corvette or a Lamborghini or something, and some blonde hair all layered, and okay. It's just like trendsetter.
See? Okay, I get it. I think you have to save it for when we actually either have a guest who's a trendsetter, or if one of us actually starts a trend. I mean,
I think running podcasts six years or however long this is, that's setting a trend. You don't agree?
I would say I'm really looking forward to the next Crankle 2K in December. That's something that didn't exist before. And why is that? Because we are
trendsetters.
There, see, now
see
that,
how it works?
See, I agree with you there. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, on the weekends, if you can go out for a run, you want to tell us about it, here's the place to do it. It's called Sat Stat Chat. That didn't exist before. You want to know why?
Trendsetters.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. See,
you want to commission an actual professional musician to write birthday songs for you? Trendsetters. That's a lot, Peter. I mean, come on. What? Who gets this for their birthday?
Nope. No. We don't have the time.
All right, maybe I'll repeat it at the end of the episode because
yeah, maybe
it's, just,
not.
It's so glorious.
It's glorious, but we could also just release it as a 7-inch. It's fine.
with cereal. How was your run today? Cereal, and you get a 45 in there.
You get the floppy 45 that's printed.
Oh, right, the plastic 40.
Yeah, like they're on gel.
That's right.
Yeah,
used to get those in magazines sometimes.
In magazines, yeah.
Yeah, that's super floppy. You play it three times and it's scratched. Yeah.
If you don't put it on right, you get one play out of it.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was using a plastic phonograph, you know, like the red phonograph.
Yeah, the Play School one.
The Play School one. That's what I was using.
It's important.
Is it, though?
Nope.
Peter, how's everything else doing? You sound fine.
I feel good.
So many people are doing so many things. There's so many runs for good causes out there happening.
Let's talk about when your thing is. Chikora is when?
Peter, that's a great question. Let me look at the calendar.
I am a trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
The more you do it, the more I like it.
See? Yeah. The race is on Saturday, June 5th.
All right, we have a little bit of time, but boy, you're going to be 50 when that thing happens. Hmm.
I will be 50. It'll be my first race. Be my first actual race in a very long time, and it'll be my first race as a 50-year-old. You know, I may be setting a trend there.
Trendsetters.
I don't mean to quibble with you, but it won't be your first race as a 50-year-old because as when you sign up for the Bulldogs 5K, that's going to be your first one as a 50-year-old.
That's true. It'll be my first in-person race.
Because you're a trendsetter.
Trendsetters.
All right, now I think I have heard that enough times. It's satisfied my itch.
You think that, but I'm going to guess there's going to be one more before all this is out. I'm just going to say that. It's possible.
It's probably true.
Maybe.
Probably true.
Possibly.
Peter, jumping back to the movie Once Is Enough, I just have one question for you.
Go ahead.
You said you really felt like you knew what these 100-mile races were like, having watched it. You got a better sense of it.
Better sense of it. Yeah. Of course, I don't really because I've only run 32 odd miles in a race. Right. But yeah.
Did it make you think, oh, maybe that's something I'm interested in? Or now I know that's not something I'm interested in?
I mean, part of me was looking at it from the lens of, you know, he's a very tall dude. He's 6'2 or 3, and he was very, very big. He lost quite a bit of weight, but he was still very heavy. But he was like 33, 32. I mean, he's young.
Yeah, that was the thing that got me was he was pretty young. So
it's not that I don't ever want to do them. I don't see it in the near future right now, no. But it's not a no. It's not an outright no. I'll say that.
It's not the distance on race day. We know we can do that. It's the training. So much training.
So much training. And the thing I would really have to do much better at is really the nourishment fueling thing. You got to get really used to large amounts of calories of a very specific type, even when you don't want them. It's just hard. And especially in a race like the Leadville 100 in Colorado, like the idea.
Well, come
that, on. No, that but you, if insane. You don't, if you don't make it to the check-in at a certain, I mean, so there's a lot of pressure there, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that is the race that he enters in the movie, and it's obviously it's iconic. I remember the first time I read about that race, I was in my dentist's office, and it was probably the late 90s, and I picked up Outside Magazine, and I'm reading about this race in the Leadville 100. I'm like, this is insane. Of course, I wasn't even a runner at that point. I was maybe running 1 or 2 miles a few times a week. And I just thought, okay, everyone who's doing this is nuts. And also, I wonder if I could do that. I mean, how hard could it possibly be? And, you know, I found out not too long afterwards when we took a trip out there, and I have a real hard time with altitude. You know, I think altitude can catch up on anybody, but I would need to basically move to Leadville, I think, for a month and take that amount of time to acclimate to the difference in the amount of air. No, it's not the amount of air, right? It's the amount of oxygen. It's the concentration of oxygen. That's what it is. But if I did do it, Peter, or if you did it, you know what we'd be?
Trendsetters.
I feel that that was a forced one. I feel that we wouldn't be trendsetters because so many people have done it. If you're saying that we'd be trendsetters because we moved there a month ahead of time to live the high altitude lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. And daily podcast from Leadville.
And maybe open a bakery, because then we'd be
trendsetters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought about that too when I watched the movie. And again, it's called Once Is Enough. And yeah, it made me think about altitude and how I've never really had to deal with it. I've always been sea level pretty much my entire life, and all my running life for sure. And yeah, for me, even a couple hundred feet of elevation is like, wow, look at me.
Right.
I can see my house from here. It's nothing I've ever said out loud ever.
That's so funny.
Come on, break.
Peter, I had an interesting thing happen to me while I was listening to a different running podcast. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
So you've heard, you know, Rich Roll, the ultra endurance guy and guru of all things,
for sure,
and a super podcaster, pioneer in the form. Anyway, so I listen to his show from time to time, and I occasionally I really got into listening to the podcast of his running coach, Chris Houth, and he has a podcast, and he's a pretty interesting guy. So he sets up this event in March, where during COVID, and he just gets a few people together, and they sort of take anything we did and on steroids. It's like a 65-mile run or something like that, up in the mountains. They're all out in California. I think he's in the Bay Area. So he gets a whole bunch of his triathlon athletes, not a whole bunch, you know, a few of them. They all get tested and all that kind of stuff. But the thing that got me was this. So at one point, while they're describing the event, the co-host says, oh, and then Flo brings us all these great shorts to wear for the event the next day. And they're so fantastic. You know, Flo from Path Projects. And I'm like, what? Worlds collide. And so, yeah, apparently Floris from Path Projects, our guy.
We love Floris.
Heard about the event. Well, I think that Chris Houth organized it with Billy Yang, filmmaker and running superstar Billy Yang. And so they know each other. They have a relationship. Anyway, so he tells this funny story, and I doubt anybody else listens to this podcast, so I'll just ruin the whole punchline. What happens is early on in the race, they get to the first rest stop, and it's dark. It's still dark. Everybody's using headlights, and they have these Path Project shorts on. Which, what's the best feature of the Path Project shorts, Peter, if you have a phone, if you're running with your phone?
It's absolutely any of the number of pockets that you can put that phone into.
And especially that one that sits on your right in the below your waist in the middle, and you put your phone in sideways. It just sits there. Yeah. It doesn't move, right? And it zips up. Right, it's perfect. There. And you can have a huge phone, and it just sits there. It does nothing. The story is, it's totally dark. They've been separated at this point. There's only, you know, a handful of people running this race, so they're not all together in a big pack. And he does the thing that he has trained to do for every rest stop, which is take the gels, put them in certain places, take his phone, put it in a certain pocket, start running. So except good. He has these awesome new Path Project shorts that don't have the same pocket. And he just threw it on the ground and started running. and later realized, oh, this wonderful pocket in the back is empty. And the pocket that my usual shorts have, my phone's not in it because there is no pocket there. So just out of total, like, rote memory, muscle memory,
he goes for it.
He went to throw his phone in his pocket that doesn't exist because there's these brand new shorts. He then went on to, like, extol all the wonderfulness of the Path Project shorts, and which, of course, they are.
Of course they are.
But you have to remember when you first start wearing them where your pockets are. I think that was the moral of the story. That's what I got out of it. Where your pockets are.
You got to know where they are, and you got to know, like, different models, the zippers go different ways, or it's never exactly the exact same, like, oh, it's over here, it's over here. Like, you do have to know which model you're wearing. That's true.
Because actually, I've done the reverse. I'm so used to now running it with my Path Project shorts and putting it in that special pocket, and that I've put on different shorts, put my phone, and had it drop right on the ground.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've had the reverse happen.
I was in my pajama pants the other night and put my phone right on my back, and it just fell. I was so mad. That happens all the time.
You're trying to put your phone in your pajama pants? That makes you something, Peter.
I was trying to zip up. Oh, see, that one was earned. That was earned. You know, all this talk, Brian, and we've kind of forced it, but we've been dancing around an issue that both of us know is true. There's only one trend center on the show, and that, of course, is Mr. Lance Mallory.
Lance Mallory. He grew up in Australia, but he lost the accent. I just ran a 10K. Lance Mallory.
I mean, the man runs on his hands. He wears painter's overalls and a beanie with a propeller on it. If that's not trend setting, my friend, then our definition is out of whack.
Okay. You got me.
So this is for you, Lance. RIP.
Trend setter.
Hey. This has been episode 228 of How Is Your Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. And of course, all of the great music has been written and performed by the great Jeff Cronenberg, who's much older than 50 years old.
On Saturdays, join us on our social media community. Go to Instagram, go to Twitter, go to Facebook, and join us for the Sat Stat Chat. Be a trendsetter and let us know where you ran, how the weather was, and please include a sweet, sweet photo.
Of course, check out the show notes and the links on social media for all of those races, the virtual races we've mentioned, especially the Boston Bulldogs one, because we are the Grand Marshals. Thank you very much, Michael Goff. And for everything else, go to pathprojects.com because they sell great shorts and all sorts of things that have a lot of pockets.
I got a new hat.
I know you actually now are leading in the hat game by quite a few because I've seen two of them on you that I like. Because do you know why?
Oh, I know why.
Trendsetter.
100%.
We'll be right back. Michael, go!